Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 7 of season 4. If you just joined, I am Robin from At a Tired Witch on Instagram, and I am joined by the beautiful Maria of Maria the Arcane on Instagram.
Why, hello. Hello. So we did want to mention that we have another amazing class happening on our Patreon, Magical Beginnings, and it's going to be taught by Hannah Hawthorne of Simply Witched, an author of Magic of Birthdays, and it's going to be an astrology class.
Yes.
So this is like our first astrology class, so we're like super psyched.
I'm really psyched for it. And for those of you who have joined our classes before and perhaps were late, the last few months we've had issues with our recording of a class. Like the system we were using to record it was giving us just grief, but we found a workaround and we should not be having issues anymore. So if you are somebody who would like to join the class, but for whatever reason can't make it, it will be recorded and available on YouTube immediately after the class because of the new system. we hope to see you there.
Yeah, it'll be live April 25th. So hope to see you there.
Yay! If you've just joined us this week, every week we talk about upcoming, words are hard, lunar phases, and how we can utilize them in our magical practice. So if you're listening to this today, Friday the 7th is the day this comes out. Maria's birthday, which you shouldn't be telling her a happy birthday. Also are still in the middle of a full moon. So we are going to talk about that because we talked about it last week. If you'd like to hear about the full moon in Aries, check out last week's episode. But the next one coming up from this is going to be the new moon in Taurus on April 20th, which is also a total solar eclipse, which is exciting. But also there's two schools of thought here, I guess you could say, on how to deal with this. So let's start with the first thing. When we have eclipses, solar eclipses, historically they've always been seen as like bad omens and not something to do workings on. However, there's a lot of different schools of thought that come into play with this. Some people also view the solar eclipse as a total, like, heightened powerhouse, similar to one that we could see, like, with a blue moon or, like, a full moon on crack. With that knowledge comes also kind of this sort of responsibility of, if that is your belief, then with power, the moon being of a powerhouse that high, are you in a position in your practice where you can control something like that or utilize it most properly? If you are somebody who views it as a bad omen, then perhaps this isn't the time to utilize it at all. Now, if you are somebody who's going to be following the school of thought of it being a lunar powerhouse, then the new moon in Taurus is a really good time to focus on magic that is grounding and level-headed, I guess you could say. Taurus in general is a very even-keeled zodiac sign. And so because of that, maybe we are going to be looking at magic that is dealing with grounding ourselves, setting schedules for ourselves, or even possibly putting yourself in a position where you are just kind of getting back to the basics. This is a good time to do cleansing. This is a good time for grounding. And overall, I would say that if you're choosing to use that kind of magic, then that is what you should be doing. Give it a try. I personally won't be using this particular moon because of that solar eclipse, but if you are somebody who wants to utilize it, then that's what I recommend.
So, if you just joined us for this episode and haven't listened to the other episodes so far this season, I can speak too. So, in lieu of choosing a tarot card and discussing it like we were doing, we will actually be having a conversation about the whole different sections in tarot. So far this year, we've gone over the major arcana, the minor, and what each suit generally represents. Next, we're going to be going through the aces all the way to the kings. Then after we make it through the kings, we'll go back to discussing like each individual card. And I've been playing with the idea of maybe just going through them in order this time. We'll see. But anyways, This week we are discussing our thoughts on the aces and tarot. So when looking at these cards, specifically on the Rider-Waite-Smith version of the decks, you will see like a hand being jutted through a cloud, offering you, the reader, the item being focused on in each particular suit, like a cup, a wand, a sword, a pentacle. We won't be going into the specifics for each individual card, which we will definitely go through them in the future, of course, but we are solely concentrating on what an ace generally means. Okay, so there is a very surreal and like dreamlike aspect when it comes to the aces. This is due to the object in question being offered to you by, you know, from a cloud. You know, it's the divine or the universe offering you this object. When I think of this, I like to think back to the magician in tarot and his hand being lifted to the heavens, awaiting to grab something and bring it down to reality to make, you know, this something possible. This is what these cards are offering: an idea, a thought, a potential, the start of something. It is up to you, the person receiving this card, to expand on that, you know, expand on that's what that something is and to make something of it. There's this fleeting feeling when it comes to these cards. You know, this hand can't like stay out in this cloud forever. This opportunity for the something new won't be around for long. So it'll be up to you to make something of it, like when it's being offered. This doesn't mean you don't have to have time to think about it. That is actually generally the next few steps in the cards. Tarot is such an amazing tool in our lives because obviously we all have like many thoughts per day. You know, there are many opportunities and possibilities and potentialities, but tarot lets you know which ones are actually viable through the gift of receiving an ace. So how do you view this card? These cards, Robin dear?
I mean, I completely agree with every single thing that you just said. For me, aces are kind of like momentum. So if the scenario was a ball, right, It's got the rolling start, but just like anything that has momentum, you have to continue, right? You have to continue to feed it. Otherwise, just like the texture of the ground, the grade of the ground, etc., is going to slow the ball down until it stops, right? Mm-hmm. So you have this kind of running start, and it's up to you to decide to keep pushing that ball or to say forget it. So I view it purely as potential, as this kind of head start, this rolling ball of something, mm-hmm. and it's kind of up to you to decide what you're going to do with that from there. So, I think they're great.
Me too.
So for this episode, we want to talk about budget magic. We've had this topic be on the podcast before, I think only once before. But Maria and I decided that it is that time to talk about it again, given the fact that we are in a recession. And by recession, it's worse than the Great Depression. Did you know that?
No, that's horrible.
Yeah, homeowner rates are lower than the Great Depression at its peak.
Oh.
It's worse than the Great Depression at its peak. So
that's just wonderful.
That's so cool.
So cool. Yeah, we did this episode during our first season, and we're slowly deleting our first season. So
we're weeding the first season out.
And this was one of our favorite topics that we spoke about in our season. So we thought we'd bring this in.
Okay, so just to get us started, Maria, what is your ideas on budget witchcraft in general? So, like, what's your stance on being...
In general?
Yeah.
I think, besides books, all a witch truly needs is herself. Herself, and to be able to get out and get into nature, or at least their version of nature, where they're at. Honestly, I know we live in a society, even like in the witchcraft community, where like having things, it feels important when it's not. Like, you as a witch don't really need anything. Like, you just need yourself and your, oh my goodness, your mind. So you can go to your mind's altar rather than having an actual altar if you don't have the space for it. Because you kind of go to your mind's altar anyways, like when you envision during spells. And then the same thing with nature. Like, nature provides so much for us, and we have so many plants growing in abundance around us, but a lot of us don't realize that we can utilize that rather than going out and having to buy like lavender or roses, you know. But if you go in your backyard, you have like clover, which you can use for luck and for health, and you have nettle, which you can use for boundaries. You don't have to go out and buy these things. Like, it's so surprising how many things are already growing around you that you don't have to pay money for. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I would even go so far as to say, if you can't afford books, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or can't get books, that you don't need them technically to... I mean, I think they're great. I need them because I'm a baby who needs instructions. But think about like when we've had kids, or we've talked about kids on here and the mm-hmm. magic of children. Like, yeah, maybe it won't work, the stuff that you're doing, but also maybe it will. Maybe you're performing chaos magic. I mean, as long as you're not going to a standpoint of like pretending it's some ancient magic and then reframing it and selling it to people. Mm-hmm. I think that if you don't want books and you just want to finagle at home and try stuff out, why can't you?
Yeah, and even books, like if you go to the library, usually they have a load of stuff, and you can even get stuff from the digital library. So
yeah.
Like, it even I'm on Kindle, like Unlimited. Like, there's actually a ton of like witchy books on Kindle Unlimited that you mm-hmm. can dive into if you already have an Amazon account and have the Unlimited version.
Or you have a friend that's willing to like share it with you or split it with you. Same with Scribd.
Yeah. And I don't know if Kindle still has this since they have Unlimited now, but they used to have the lending library where you can like get a book at a time.
I don't know.
Because they used to have it. But I haven't seen it lately, but that could be because I have Kindle Unlimited. And if you have an Audible account, there's tons of free, like, witchy audiobooks, especially right now.
I just looked it up. They do.
Oh, they do? Cool.
Like,
cool.
The lending library still exists.
Yeah. Like, I think one of the times I read the Hecate's Liminal Rites through the lending library. So stuff like that is on there, like very mm-hmm. helpful things. But yeah, it don't have like Amazon stuff because Amazon is pretty evil, but there is always a library, as I said.
Well, and also like, is Amazon evil? Yes. But then we get into the philosophical conversation of, is it the like poor person's responsibility to go without because billionaires are evil? Like, you know, I'm sorry, but mm-hmm. poverty exists, and not just poverty exists, but even just being on a budget exists. And if you have the privilege to not get anything off of Amazon, then that's what that is. That's a privilege. So, like, I'm never going to shame somebody for ever using Amazon, because while the company or the owner, the company, et cetera, might be evil, that is mm-hmm. not people's responsibility on the, you know, accessibility end of things, the financial end of things to uphold. It's just not.
Mm-hmm.
If we would get into a whole philosophical thought on that, but yeah, you can.
No, I completely agree.
Of Amazon, I think that's great. If you can't, though, I don't think that makes you a bad person. Like, yeah. I live 40 miles away from a grocery store. It's 2 hours to the nearest Target. Like, unfortunately, I am not wealthy enough to pay that kind of gas even once a month sometimes.
No, like, that's I completely agree with everything, because what's that whole thing that there's no, like, there's nothing safe underneath capitalism, because capitalism, especially in the US, like, rules our lives. But also, if you do, like, I know a lot of people like to zhuzh up their altars and stuff like that, and a lot of people would be very surprised to find out, like, you can find a lot of very cute altar stuff thrifting. Almost everything that you see in my photos of my altars was thrifted, is secondhand, and it's yeah. taken me so much time to, like, build these. Like,
yeah, everything on my altar is either secondhand or was mm-hmm. given to me, so it was like a gift or something like that. But literally everything, except for maybe some crystals. I mean, yeah. I bought some crystals, so, like, some of those have been new, like, big air quotes on that. not from a thrift store.
But, yeah, it does take time and stuff finding, you know, worthwhile thrifting stuff, but that's always the case with thrifting. You know, you have to dig through so many things and take so many trips to the thrift store to find stuff. But honestly, there's some amazing, like, treasures and stuff that you can find out there. And, like, mm-hmm. even altar tables, like, I have this antique colonial, like, table that I got from a thrift store. I know exactly
which one you're talking about.
for like $100. And the only reason why it was so expensive is because it was real wood and it was so old.
I mean, $100 for a table?
Yeah.
In the year of our Lord, 2023, that's a great price even for brand new.
Well, I know, right? Because you'll go into a store like World Market and it's all like fiberboard and it's like $500.
Even IKEA prices are like late. I was looking at them. I was looking at beds and stuff on IKEA mm-hmm. the other day. And I was like, when did this become so expensive? Like, I wouldn't say it's like crazy price. Like, IKEA still has the cheapest shit around.
Mm-hmm.
But I've still just been like, you guys are still making like composite wood, right? Like, this isn't hello?
And I actually find the best thrift stores are actually, okay, are church thrift stores. Like,
hell yeah. You know, like, what?
They
listen,
have some amazing things. Listen, that old ladies are just like, never mind.
The thing about me is that I am a flea market, a estate sale, a church garage sale girly, okay? I love that shit. My husband wishes I did not. Sucks to be him. Let's all have a moment of silence. He once got me a 3 foot tall Cupid doll from a flea market. And he regrets it to this day. Anyway, I love a good church estate. I love it. That's my most prized possession. If anything ever happened to that Cupid doll, I would be devastated. It has posable arms.
But yeah, you can find such amazing things thrifting. And like, I don't know. Like, I always feel so bad when people comment on my photos. Like, where'd you get that? I'm like, it's thrifted. I'm so sorry.
Sorry.
I can't point you in the direction of it. But let's see. Another thing is, like, I know the cute like, aesthetic jars are amazing and wonderful, but honestly, I mostly in my spell work use leftover food jars that I've cleaned, and sometimes
that
they're still-
baby. Prego, baby.
I remember someone commented on one of my photos and was like, was that a pickle jar? Like,
oh, maybe, yes. Maybe it
yes,
was.
Yes, it was.
Don't you worry about yourself. How's that?
But no, if I think reusing and recycling is such an amazing thing to, like, an offering to nature and stuff like that, mm-hmm. when you do that, so you're not like, you know, just keep buying new things and throwing it out. Like, even yeah. for, like, food jars, after the spell's completed, like, I either bury it or just throw it out, that it contents. And then I wash out the jar and I use it again. Because
yeah. why shouldn't you?
Especially the nice ones. Why waste a perfectly good jar?
Yeah. yeah.
As cool as it is for someone to think, like, someone in the future, like... shoveling out your backyard and pulling out a bunch of jars and be like, what the fuck is this?
Help. I'm afraid for my life.
I think my land's cursed. But also, like, I know chime candles can get pretty expensive and they're hard to find. Especially, you can find them easily on the internet and, of course, metaphysical shops. But if you're not close to either of those...
The internet? If you're not close to the internet?
No, you know, like, if you need them then and now.
I'm only teasing
okay,
you.
Okay.
Maria, but, quick question. Is the internet in the room with you now?
I don't know. It sometimes keeps disappearing and ruining our podcast, which is why I didn't speak during while we're talking about the new moon, because my internet decided to peace out. Anyways.
Oh my god, I just choked from laughing so hard. I had to mute myself. You're welcome, Frank.
But anyways, birthday candles are an amazing substitute yes. for time candles. And they don't burn as long, which means you don't have to be hovering over that little baby chime candle
forever?
Yeah, because I put mine in, like, leftover tea light tins, which mm-hmm. extends the life of chime candles because it just pours out all the big at the bottom and becomes a tea light itself.
Yeah.
So, yeah, use birthday candles. Even reuse birthday candles. Like, if you had a birthday, like, yeah. save those birthday candles and use them for wish spells. That's my favorite thing.
Oh my gosh, could you imagine a wish spell with one of those, like, sparkler birthday candles? How magical would that be?
So magical.
That would be so magical.
I feel like those burn super fast, though, don't they?
Well, yeah, but, like, if you were to add it, like, let's say, ooh, okay, come with me on a journey of making a spell right now. So let's say you get, like, birthday candles or regular candles, and you kind of, like, put them around mm-hmm. the sparkler one in the center. And then you, like, do all your stuff. So you got your oils, you got your herbs, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get that paper, that tissue paper you can write on.
Yeah.
You write your wish on it. Uh-huh. Okay. You light the sparkler. You burn the wish paper with the sparkler, and then the sparkler will burn out while the rest of the candles, like, kind of keep it going on the sides.
Ooh, I like that.
Like, oh shit, maybe I'm gonna write that up. I might. We'll see.
The Patreon people are at the edge of their seats right now.
I don't know. You know how I'm doing that weekly spell challenge?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've done wish on it yet. There isn't. So, because it's going to be all spring long. So there's going to be a part two. So maybe I'll put wish on the part two mm-hmm. and I'll make that happen. Wouldn't that
there
be something?
There you go. I like that.
This is how spell work is written, everyone.
And also, if you do a spell, don't burn your house down.
Or do, you know, maybe that's your wish. I'm not here to tell you how to rule your life.
I did want to mention one other thing for, let's say that you're budgeting for something that is a little bit more expensive. Mm-hmm. especially if it's on something that's like on Amazon, on Target, on like one of those bigger corporations, I highly recommend the app Honey. It
not just Honey. There's so many of them.
I know, but I'm a Honey gal. I love Honey. It's because you can add things to a drop list, so you can watch like the price dip and stuff. So
Honey is great for that. I agree with Maria in every way. For a second checkout coupon app, it does not do the things that Honey does, like Maria just described. It also doesn't give you the points, because you know how Honey will collect points and you can turn those into gift cards. You get like 10,000 points and you can get like a $25 gift card to like Sephora or something. So it doesn't do that, but it's one of those just website scanners for coupons. There's another one called Coupon Bird. That's really, really good for that. And Honey also, Coupon Bird and Honey are both Google Chrome extensions that will scan your websites and or the web, the world wide web, and put all the coupons it can find in for you to get you the best deal.
Yeah. Because you deserve some nice things sometimes and not have to pay the whole price.
Yeah. I've had, like, when I was pregnant, I wanted these Blanky shorts that are like a pregnancy support that were really good. Mm-hmm. But they were like $90 each. And I was like, what do I look like? Moneybags Jones? And I put in just like the Honey coupon thing and I got it down to $30. I don't know if I got like an employee discount or something, but I was like, buy.
I actually, I put all my candles into Honey. Like, I usually get a huge pack of like taper candles, tea lights, and I always get them when they're at their lowest price. Or like, also, Amazon has this like warehouse thing where you can get warehouse deals. Like, they're slight. They say that they're used especially for candles, but they're not.
Okay. Like,
and I've gotten like 200 pack of tea light candles for like $5.
Wow.
That are usually 20.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
The one tip I wanted to make sure we covered was the dollar store. I know that I've said this a million times on my social media, and especially for prayer candles, like, you know, the 7-day candles, are they going to burn perfectly for 7 days? Depends on the candle you get. I'll be honest. Some, because they don't fill them consistently. So it is a dollar store candle or a $1.50 store. And every time I share them on social media, I always share like a rainbow of those candles, and people are always so mad. They're like, my dollar store doesn't have that. The dollar store, the Dollar Tree, has a website that I even checked before we recorded to make sure that they still were doing this. You just type prayer candle into the Dollar Tree website and you can get the entire rainbow of prayer candles for $1.50 each, and they will ship to you. So like, that's a good deal. Are they going to be the same quality as you might get from like Indio? No, they're not. Are they going to work just as well for spell work for somebody on a budget? Absolutely. I love them.
Actually, if you want to like just like a little step above, Dollar General actually has better candles than
that was gonna be the next thing I said. I think they're $3 at Dollar General instead of $1.50, but they're the paraffin wax, like the good paraffin wax instead of whatever the fuck the ones are at the Dollar. I'll be honest, I got no idea with that, especially the colored ones that could be made of anything. I have no idea. Some of them smell very bad. I'm looking at you, blue prayer candle. So that is also something to bear in mind. But again, if we're on a budget and we're trying to be a budget, we make our budget work for us. And so maybe that means that prayer candle is next to an open window. I've done it. But also Dollar General does it. And yeah, they have them online too.
And they have herbs at the Dollar General too. Like kitchen.
Dollar Tree has herbs too. Yeah. And big ones, like you can get big containers of them for $1.50.
It's amazing. Like,
it really is. And some Dollar Generals have a garden department. Big air quotes on that one. they have some plants. They also have seeds for plants, including mm-hmm. herbs. So if you want to be a garden girly, maybe you go to Dollar General. You pay the 50 cents for a pack of herbs and you grow them yourself.
Yeah.
That's an option as well.
Yeah. Do you have anything else you want to share?
I don't think so. I think the biggest thing that I just want to emphasize before we get off here today is that the fact of the matter is that we are all suffering in the recession to some degree, right? Mm-hmm. This is a reality. Our ancestors, using that term very loosely for what I'm about to say, but the people who came before us, the people who practice any form of spiritualism, whether it's witchcraft, whether it's just being spiritual, whether it was superstitions, etc., they worked with what they had. They, mm-hmm. the idea of bodegas, metaphysical shops, etc., not bodegas, well, bodegas too, but botanicals is what I meant to say.
Yeah.
The idea of these are a relatively modern concept,
mm-hmm.
and witchcraft, spirituality, occultism, mm-hmm. superstition, all these things way predate being able to pop over to the metaphysical shop or go to Amazon. So utilize what you have. Get out in the yard. Find what's growing local to you. Get into your thrift stop shops. Go on Facebook Marketplace and freebie places.
Mm-hmm.
It does not need to cost you an arm and a leg to be a practicing witch or spiritual person. It just doesn't.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And as you said, like, witches back then, they didn't like have... They didn't even have, like, libraries to go visit for books and stuff like that.
Think about it. 200 years ago, were people reading if they were low income? No.
A lot of them were illiterate, especially women, you know?
Yeah.
So, I definitely agree. And I think it's that whole thing about, like, romanticizing your practice in what you already have.
100%.
Yeah, because it's really easy to look at like other witches and stuff on Instagram and or like on any social media and be like, well, I want my practice to be like that. I want all those things. But one, we're not on the same path that they are on. Like, mm-hmm. we don't know how they even got these things. Did it take them mm-hmm. years to get these things?
1,000%. No. I mean, if you even just take Maria and my social media, so remove the practice, that mm-hmm. the length of time the practice has actually been happening,
mm-hmm.
just since we've been on social media, it's been almost 6 years.
Yeah.
So, like, if we, let's say we started the day we started our social media, which is not the case, but let's pretend for a minute. That's 6 years of accumulating things and stuff like that. Then you take into context the fact that both of us had thriving practices before we got on social media.
So that's right.
Take these things into consideration before comparing yourself to others.
100%.
Do what works for you.
Yeah. You're an amazing witch.
Yes, amazing. You're doing so good, and we're very proud of you.
So proud of you, sweetie. So, Robin, what is stirring your cauldron this week?
Thank you so much for asking.
Oh, you're so welcome.
The Barbie movie, bitch. 1,000%. We got a couple trailers. We got the teaser images, the cast, all that. I am literally buzzing with excitement for this movie. It looks like it's going to be incredible. It looks fun. It looks camp. You know, we love a good camp around here. I am so excited. My husband's excited. He asked me if we wanted to get a babysitter so we could go see the Barbie movie. And I was like, 1,000,000% yes. So I'm really excited about it. It looks so good. It looks like it might be the greatest movie of like 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about it.
I'm really excited about it. It's going to be so good.
I am also going to get a babysitter. Just kidding. My little one is old enough to watch themselves now. We'll get a babysitter just for that night so we can go see the Barbie movie.
I'm so excited. Yeah. It looks like it's going to be so good and fun and light. And I'm just... jazzed. I'm really jazzed about it.
I think I watched the trailer like 20 times.
No, same. Literally same. I think it's so funny that Michael Cera's in it. Mm-hmm. Like, that's hilarious. Michael Cera making cameos as like almost like mocking himself is probably one of my favorite things like ever. I know a movie's gonna be good if Michael Cera shows up for 5 minutes. In only 5 minutes.
Only 5 minutes.
Nothing more. I think it's going to be really good, and I'm excited about it. And it's one of those movies that looks like even if it's not very good, it's still mm-hmm. going to be good because it was just so cheesy. I don't know. I'm excited.
I am too.
So, Maria, what's not stirring your cauldron this week?
So, I'm going to tell you. So, come Friday when this is released, I'm going to be a whole other year older. And so,
this bitch old as fuck.
I am. But what is not stirring my cauldron is just how fast time goes. Like, I cannot believe I'm going to be 35 this year. Like, don't get me wrong. I love my 30s. Like, and just life is just so much better. This, like, mm-hmm. personal decade of mine. But as I said, I feel like the years just fly by. And there's so much I want to do, read, and, like, explore, and places I want to visit that I haven't yet. Like, many of those things are witchcraft related, of course. Like, I still haven't been to Salem. I still want to go to Salem. But, you know, birthdays tend to make me think about how, you know, tomorrow isn't promised to us, which really sucks. But at the same time, I think it's kind of like the death card, you know, it reinforces how much slowing down is important and like, and mm-hmm. how doing things for myself when time permits is necessary and how much like I should go out and do the stuff that I really you know, want to do rather than just sitting on it and being all like, well, maybe next month, maybe next year. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Yeah. Mm. Sorry, Debbie Downer.
Debbie Downer. I mean, it's fine. You're not stirring your cauldron. If you've just joined us this week, every week we talk about creators that we are loving right now. This could be anything from shops, artists, books, other creators, just whatever, whatever we're vibing with. And this season we started to incorporate listeners-submitted creators. So if you are somebody who wants to submit a creator to this, shoot us a message on social media or email us at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com. And we don't promise that we will share your creations, your creators that you found, but we're going to do our best to share as many as we possibly can. Mm-hmm. So that being said, Maria, who are you digging this week?
So I recently got sent a deck. I'm not sure if it's the one I bought or if US Games just sent it to me because I didn't realize US Games was doing it. So I pre-ordered it. But if I have another one come in, I have one for when the other one breaks down. So when, anyways. But it is the WITCH or Witch deck, and it's an Oracle deck, and it is so pretty and so beautiful, and I love it very, very, very much. If you know my style, I like things to look vintage. Mm-hmm. Like I like the vintage illustrations and stuff like that, and this deck really delivers it. It makes it look super witchy and beautiful. It's just an absolutely stunner of a deck, and I cannot get over how big the guidebook is. I haven't seen like a guidebook that big for a tarot deck. Like This thing is like maybe 3 fingers big. Like, it is humongous. That sounded really dirty. Anyways.
Your words, babe, not mine.
But it has gilded edges and everything and is chef's kiss beautiful. So I highly recommend checking it out. I think the creator herself is not selling it anymore, but it does look like it's going to be mass produced by US Games. So keep an eye out for that. So who you loving?
I am going to do my best to pronounce this. So if I butcher it, please don't hate me. It is Natura d'Hauteur Ceramics. Mm-hmm. I believe that they are from Denmark, I believe. But they are a ceramic artist, so who's shocked? Who is taking bets? I haven't done ceramics in a couple of weeks. But they do that kind of transfer underglazing. I don't know if you guys are familiar at all with different ceramic styles. I went to college for pottery and sculpture, so I know a lot about it. But underglazing with these like stamps basically is a transfer of like an image mm-hmm. to the pottery when it's still greenware, mm-hmm. and then it gets fired and the image is there and it's like, it's not hand done. It's a transfer. So it's like really clear and cool. And they utilize that to make these really, really cool mugs. Mm-hmm. They have moon phase ones that I'm just obsessed with. Very, very cool. Yeah, I think it's a very cool use of these underglaze transfers that are so witchy. That I think mm-hmm. is neat. So yeah.
Yeah, I like the do no harm but take no shit mug.
Very
like,
cool, yeah.
It's very cute.
It's so cute.
I want it. Thanks.
So who is our listener submitted creator this week?
It is, oh my gosh, I'm probably gonna pronounce this like completely wrong. Somnia?
So again, guys, these are always in the caption of the episode. So even if we pronounced it wrong and you're like, what are they saying? Check the caption. That's where it's at.
But it's a tarot deck. And I've actually had, like, it's been on my want list for probably 3 years. As long as it's been out. Even before it was out, it's been on my want list. But it's a photography deck. And it's just, like, very... it feels very haunting because a lot of the figures are hooded. I think all the figures are hooded in it. Oh. And I don't know. It's just got this really cool photography, creepy vibe going. And I love that. Yeah, it's a stunner and I highly recommend checking it out. And so did our user. So yeah, go look at it.
It's yeah, beautiful. Thanks guys. Thank you all so much for joining us today. We hope that we will see you again on Friday, April 14th for our Coffee Talk episode, or April 21st for our 8th episode of season 4 with a special guest, Marshall of Witch of Southern Light. You can keep an eye out on our social media or head to our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com, to find out more information and see what we're up to. And don't forget to join us on Patreon April 25th for an astrology class hosted by Hannah Hawthorne for the library tier and up. If you miss it, it will be available recorded like within 24 hours on YouTube for our Patreon members to watch later.
So additionally, our Patreon Magical Beginnings offers our special 25-minute part 2 episode, a huge library of articles about witchcraft, a Discord community full of fun events like a mixer is happening tonight, the day that this is released. Mm. And then we're going to have a ritual, meditation, the class, like there's so much going on.
Book club?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then there's actually going to be, there's 2 book club meetings this month. We're currently finishing up Wild Witchcraft, which will be the last meeting for that is in a couple of days. It's like 4 days after this class, 2 days, mm-hmm. something like that.
Yeah.
Or this episode. And then we are starting Weave the Liminal. So if you're somebody who's been on the fence about joining or reading Weave the Liminal and you want a book club, come join us. It's for the Discord Tears and Up.
And if you have an Audible account, We the Liminal is actually free for Audible listeners right now. So
I don't know. Come hang out with us. Be in a book. Do some monthly rituals and meditations. It's very fun.
And we even have a tier that offers one-on-one conversations with Robin and myself.
Yeah. So please, if you're loving our sexy, sensual, just chef's kiss voices, take a moment to review us on whatever streaming service that you are tuning in from, such as Apple Podcasts or Spotify. We love reading your reviews, and rating us with 5 stars helps us to be seen by others. Thank you, everybody who already has and everybody who will in the future.
So again, this is Coffee and Cauldrons
with Robin from At a Tired Witch on Instagram.
And I'm Maria from At Maria the Arcane on Instagram. You ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Bye, witches!
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose Masterforce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from Masterforce today. Check out all our Masterforce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.